This is Marketplace from APM. I'm David Gura.
The polls were open today in South Africa. It's that country's fifth election since apartheid ended back in 1994. The African National Congress is the ruling party, led by President Jacob Zuma, and the ANC is expected to stay in power. But South Africa faces a lot of challenges, especially when it comes to how its voters are doing economically. We've got Matt Davis on the line. He's a BBC correspondent based in Johannesburg who's been covering the elections. Hi, Matt.
Hello, David.
Elections are, of course, about politics and parties and all of that. But there are big issues, of course. And I wonder, as you sort of make your way around Johannesburg, what have people been talking to you about? What's driving them to the polls?
Well, the big issues in this elections are basically the economy, which has been stalling in recent years. Unemployment is a big issue here. Nearly a quarter of people are unemployed. And another big issue is, of course, corruption. Corruption is particularly endemic here, and people get very fed up with it. And it was a big issue in the elections.
Let me start with inequality, and I've heard you describe this disparity between insiders and outsiders. Tell me a bit more about that.
This is a thing that a lot of people talk about. It's almost as if South Africa has two economies. The insider economy, if you're in the inside there, it's great. You've probably got a job, you've got a house, and life is looking pretty good. If you're outside of the economy, you're most likely unemployed, you're probably living in a shanty town, and you live in a shack, and you probably don't have much in the way of sanitation. And there really are these two tiers, if you like, to the South African economy.
Matt, how much has life changed there in South Africa since the end of apartheid? Measurably so?
You know, it's completely changed to what it was under apartheid. The trouble is, a lot of people have missed out on the economics of freedom, if you like. A lot of people have been left behind, and their lives actually haven't been enriched in the past 20 years. Now, one of these places that I went to is called Bekkersdal. It's about 40 miles southwest of Johannesburg, and ironically, it's actually in the middle of a whole bunch of gold mines. So there's a lot of wealth under the ground, but there is absolutely none on top. And people there have been completely disillusioned with the ANC. But the ANC itself says, well, hang on, we had 250 years of colonialism, 50 years of apartheid. You know, we've only had 20 years. We can't right every wrong. Give us a chance. It'll work itself out.
How does race still play into how well people are doing there economically?
Well, in a nutshell, 85% of whites are relatively wealthy, and 85% of blacks are relatively poor. So in essence, there is an argument that says that back in 1994, political apartheid came to an end. Yes, there was freedom and democracy, but economic apartheid still exists, and that is the thing that needs to be readdressed to rebalance the economy.
Matt, you grew up in South Africa, and this is the fifth election since the end of apartheid. How does this one look to you or feel to you compared to those others?
Well, I suppose we all remember the television footage of the 1994 election, those shots from the helicopters with the huge queues that would snake around places like Soweto, and people would queue for hours to cast their votes. Now, there have been queues today when I've been out and about, but significantly less. And from what locals were telling me, significantly less from even 10 years ago. So there is this feeling that the excitement about being free in 94 has sort of, it's calmed down a bit. I suppose it would 20 years later.
Matt Davis is covering the South African elections for the BBC. Thank you very much, Matt.
Thank you, David.